Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Phone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. The name of the show is Free Talk Live. You can find out more about us over at freetalklive.com. If you missed any part of our three-hour nightly show, you can find the archives over there, too. Some radio stations choose to only broadcast an hour or two of our show. Some radio stations will broadcast us when we're not live. So if you are going to call, please call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, because that's when the show is actually live. If you want to hear the show live and you're in a market where they only play part of us or they play the show where we're not live, you can always tune in live over at Free Talk Live. .com. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about all sorts of things, and one of the things that we were talking about was lobster murder. And Kyle is calling from Michigan.
And Nikki's new fascination with Grady Stiles.
Yep, Lobster Boy.
Lobster Boy.
The story takes a wild turn. Let me just tell you.
Well, you can tell us in just a minute. First, let's hear from Kyle. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live.
Am I live now?
Yes, you are.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's been a while, hasn't it?
I guess so. What's on your mind,
so,
Kyle?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot at all. How you doing?
It sounded like you had something to say about murder lobster.
Or lobster murder.
Well, hey. If you're going to kill something, kill it quickly, right? One shot, one kill.
Okay.
Depends.
That big knife, that big cheese knife in the kitchen, that straight blade pizza, that straight blade pizza knife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one strike down the spine of a lobster, and it's done. They don't feel anything.
Are you a cook or a former cook?
I've been cooking for pretty much all my professional career.
Nice.
How do they run the tests to determine whether or not the lobster felt anything?
You can look back in the 16th and 17th centuries for that test.
Okay.
Called the guillotine.
Okay. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and it sounds nice to tell people that, like, oh, don't worry about it. They don't feel anything. But at the same time,
well,
there's
not that they don't feel anything. I mean, anything that lives and breathes feels something.
Okay.
Right down from the flowers to the trees to us and everything in between.
Okay.
That's the circle of life.
Right. I'm not justifying it. I don't care. I'll kill the lobster.
Fast, sharp snap is the quickest, most humane way of doing things.
Okay.
That seems like the right way to me. Like, you know, you want to be as humane as possible.
I get it. But
that's
it's
the only way to do it. That's
but it sounds weird when you go like, they don't feel it. It's okay. You don't have to feel bad. Because they don't feel it.
Well, and people use that argument with fishing, right? They're like, oh, well, their nervous system is different. And I just can't believe it. Show me the EEG where it, you know, you're showing brain waves or whatever. Like, let's do a CAT scan on them and let's see, you know.
CAT scan on
like,
a fish.
Fish scan fever.
Like, I need some scientific tests.
How would your opinion change if you saw that test come out positively? Would you then be okay with fishing?
I mean,
I would absolutely be okay with it.
I mean, I'm already okay with fishing, so, like, I don't think my opinion would change.
It's not that I'm not okay with fishing. Like, people can fish. I'm not going to, like, protest them and whatever, make an abstinence pact, but... But my point is, it's just weird to me that people are, like, fishing for sport, and they're like, oh, no, it's fine. Even if they don't feel pain in their face, in their nervous system doesn't work that way, that sounds stressful. And, you know, my philosophy is, if you're going to catch a fish, eat it.
Is fish the only animal where when you go to obtain some of it, it's called the animal? Like if I go
fishing, you're not like bearing or cowing.
Yeah, animals in the root of things.
Yeah, I go hunting for deer. I don't go deering.
Okay.
Right. You know, I don't go ducking. Right. I don't go frogging.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
but
think about
I do go fishing. Yeah. Right. You know. What did you do today? Oh, fish.
Birding? Birding's a thing, right?
I think I'll bird today.
Fish and whistle. Fish and whistle. John Prine said it best.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Kyle?
Depending on the fish, you could go Googling.
Where are you from, young lady? I know that voice from somewhere.
Me?
I hope he's calling you the young lady and not me.
Well, I don't know.
She seems so uncertain as to who he was talking to. Do you know who you're doing the show with?
A couple of other young ladies, right? You
know. Listen, I didn't want to assume your gender.
That's kind of ballsy, ain't it?
I can tell you, I don't know how specific she wants to get, but I can tell you that she is from planet Earth.
Not specific at all, that's just it.
I do the show 2 days a week, so maybe that's it.
She's from Venus. That's what the book told me.
All right. Well, I am an avid listener, so I mean, it's not that I haven't heard your voice before, but I could have swore that I heard that voice somewhere very close, very recently.
In your dreams.
Shouting at somebody?
She does like to haunt people every now and again, even though she's still alive.
Oh, is that what it is? Is she a ghost of sorts?
She's kind of pale.
Might be.
She's not the most tan individual.
Well, no, but neither am I.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the call, Kyle. We appreciate you. It's Kyle from somewhere, Michigan, I think.
You're famous in Michigan.
I guess so.
Yeah. How's it feel?
I've been to Michigan before, once, like 10 years ago.
Upper Peninsula, Lower Peninsula?
So, I don't know, Romeo, wherever that is. Small town.
Right next to Juliet.
Oh, really? Thanks. In the town of Shakespeare?
No. Illinois, maybe?
No, that's south of, well, south and west of Michigan, yeah.
I was told there would be no geography quiz.
I was told there'd be no math. So. Free Talk Live, the only show where there's no math and no geography.
Except there usually is.
Yeah, of both. Yeah, it's true.
A lot of history, a lot of politics,
yeah,
a lot of economics.
Yeah.
This is college level stuff.
Kind of, yeah, at times. Sometimes even... like higher, like PhD level.
How many college merits do you think people get for listening to this show?
I don't think they get any.
No?
No.
I don't think they call them merits in college. Credits. By the time you get there.
But that's what we call them. They're merits here.
Yeah. And
get your Free Talk Live degree. Only 128 merits. If you do it right, we'll even print you a diploma.
I wonder if government...
Stick it on the wall. Oh, where is it?
I wonder if government would guarantee student loans for, like, you know, Free Talk Live University. If we could start putting out content and, you know, calling it an educational course.
That's good.
Learn at your own pace kind of a thing. You know?
Yeah.
If anyone wants to take over that responsibility.
I don't.
I don't.
So, sounds like a lot of work, really.
It sounds like a lot of work, and I don't know if Free Talk Live would be the type of organization to look for those government types of income.
It certainly would not.
Right.
As a matter of fact, yeah.
In libertarian circles, you already have the Ron Paul curriculum,
yep.
Right, for that level.
The Mises Institute.
The Mises Institute for above that, and you got the Tuttle Twins books
for below that.
Yep. Yep. So that's
all you need, really.
There's a lot of educational resources to get you these concepts.
You just invented the free individual curriculum.
There you go.
Tuttle Twins,
Ron Paul University, Ron Paul curriculum, and Mises University.
Bam.
Do it.
Go.
Graduate from all three of those.
And people say that they can't homeschool. Boom. There it is. Right there for you.
Double.
And in that realm, everything, literally everything that I learned in grade school, kindergarten, grade school, middle school, and high school, is now available in the form of YouTube or some sort of PDF document on the internet.
Yep.
And so if that's true, then that alone makes government schools obsolete.
Completely.
They no longer have a purpose.
The purpose is to babysit low-income houses.
Yeah, that is the purpose.
Babysit brainwash. It reveals the true purpose of school, because if school is just there for the curriculum, for the learning ability, and the storage of the information, then why, school would already be gone. Public school. 603-283-6160. Do you support abolishing public schools?
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Here. join us is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich Rich.
Do you really want liberty in your lifetime?
Of course.
I know I do. Later this year, Mark Edge of Free Talk Live is speaking at Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's being held in the beautiful city of Prague, October 21st through 23rd, and it showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up all around the world now, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and they'll explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Live listeners a special 20% discount on tickets, which can be claimed when checking out on their Eventbrite site with the promo code FTL20. That's FTL20. To find out more about the conference, visit lifetimeliberty.com and follow the conference on Twitter. Their handle is @LibertyIOL. Make sure you get your tickets soon and take advantage of the early bird discount because it actually ends on October 3rd, which is tomorrow. So go ahead and take advantage of that now because time is running out. If you'd like to buy your ticket in Bitcoin, just send them a Twitter direct message before instructions. Again, lifetimeliberty.com. That's in Prague, October 21st through 23rd. Use the code FTL20 to get 20% off, and the discount ends October 3rd, tomorrow.
FOMO, get it done now.
Get to it.
Don't be missing out. You know you're scared.
Or you'll be late.
And pay more.
And pay more. Don't pay more because you're late. Words to live by. All right. We like to take calls from people who call.
People.
And so we do have some people calling. We actually have Jack from Washington calling. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
Any of you three young men, fishermen or hunters?
Nope.
Nope.
I have been hunting, and I have been fishing. And I also was a commercial fisherman for a short period of time.
Well, that's pretty cool. Do you like to eat fish? Nikki, I know you don't eat meat, but...
Do you eat fish?
Do you guys enjoy eating meat?
I recently became a pescatarian.
She's graduated.
What does that mean?
So now I do enjoy eating fish.
It's like a vegetarian who also eats fish.
Yeah. Mm. It's like a Pisces.
Okay.
I'm a Pisces.
I'm not a pescatarian.
I'm on the cusp of Pisces and Aries.
Apparently, so. Jack's a Pisces.
Huh? I'm also a Pisces. Yeah. We rule, but
I'm March, you know, that doesn't mean
fish. I'm March 20th. Sorry, me and Jack are having a side conversation on a birthday.
I march to no life.
But, you know, I'm not a fisherman, but I've been fishing. And one of the things about it, and I want to go back real quick before I get left off, is Nikki made a really interesting comment. Why can't we put a fish maybe in a tank and put it into a CAT scan to its brain or an MRI, whichever one does the brain.
Fish scan.
And put a hook in and out of its, cheek. You're going to see it smelling pain, I believe.
I'm sure there's some way to do that experiment, and I'm surprised it's never been done before. I'm sure it has. And maybe that's how people know that they don't feel pain. Who knows? Pretty sure they do.
That seems like more torture. You're not going to get the fish's consent for it. And all of a sudden, you're like hooking it in the mouth and then unhooking it, then hooking it again just to read the charts.
Look here, Mr. Fish. If you consent, send these forms of consent so we can do these experiments.
Basically, what's going on?
We'll make sure to take care of your family, you see, and... Yeah, we're going to perform these tests. That's like, right, that's it.
You go fishing, and it gets hooked once, right? And then the hook gets moved, and then it dies, whatever. But then, now you put it in a tank, and you just keep hooking it.
Well, just do it once. You don't have to keep doing it. It's for the greater good. You know, it's for science.
Oh, so now he's a fish martyr sacrifice. You got to do it more than once. You can't just one-off test. You got to baseline that thing and see the results.
There's no good answer.
Let's talk about our beef. Let's not talk about it.
What's your beef with beef?
Well, we know what we do to our beef to make it taste good. It ain't pretty.
Salt it. Grill it.
Pepper.
Yeah. kill them upside down and cut their necks or their bone, or their blood right
now. Well, you could just, you could do that after and just shoot it in the back of the neck first and then do all the upside down business.
That's radio, I guess.
Yeah.
So, actually, meat, you know, specifically cows, when they have high anxiety and stress, they have all of those stress hormones flowing through their bloodstream and their body, and it actually makes the meat taste worse.
Correct.
So if you just sneak up behind them, kind of, and they don't know, which would, you know,
self-kill.
Be a more humane way than factory farming where they're, like, tortured their whole lives, and then they're on this death conveyor belt, and they know what's going on in front of them, and they can smell it. It actually makes the meat taste better when you kill them in a more humane way. You know, they're probably...
That makes sense. That's why calves taste so good, because... They haven't been alive long enough to...
Yeah, they don't know any better.
Cats?
Calf.
Cat. Oh, sorry.
That might be, like, the only justification I would accept, right? Because the humanitarian aspect of it, I don't care.
Baby killer.
Whatever. Yeah. But my point is, you know, you're going to kill the animal for meat, right? Whether you do it humanely or you don't do it humanely, you still end up with a dead animal. So it's not like you ever cared about the animal. Right, because you're killing.
Well, you say the same thing about a human being, though. I would rather die nicely than terribly and frightened.
Sure, you would, but if I was in, like, the human killing business, right, for food or for sustenance, what do I care? Unless, of course, it's the stress hormones and it alters the flavor, in which case I want to, like, maximize the hormones that get released for the best tasting.
Well, I know a lot of farmers who care about how they treat their animals. It's kind of a little...
Well, because they want an advantage in the marketplace.
But I think they're just... I think it's like a moral thing, too, though. You know,
no, you're killing.
Right, you're still killing, and there's the same end result, but it's like, let's be as nice as possible about it. Let's not, like, be totally, like... torturing thing, because that's sick to me, like torturing animals, that's like a mental illness.
Well, I mean, that also happens in nature, though.
Sometimes when an animal or a dog,
the vultures that will attack before the animal is completely dead and start picking at it.
Yeah, that's true. It does happen in nature. I agree with the humanitarian style approach when it comes to farming animals. It does give, as you pointed out, the cows taste better if they're treated more humanely. And also, farmers found out a long time ago, a dairy farmer says, that if you just keep the cows, like, in the barn, just sort of standing there, that eventually they stop giving milk. But if you let them roam around and believe that they're free a little bit, they give a whole lot more milk.
Like the Viard glasses.
Yeah, they start doing that. Too.
Right, and so governments have also figured this out about people, which is why we no longer have overt slavery, and now we have free-range slavery. Thanks for the call. Yeah, we appreciate you.
If tortured cows tasted better, that's where my money would go.
That is where everybody's money would go, as long as they were
not me.
Well, but you're not a carnivore, really. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Ukraine on Sunday claimed full control of the eastern logistics hub of Lyman, Kyiv's most significant battlefield gain in weeks, providing a potential staging post for further attacks to the east while heaping further pressure on the Kremlin. A stampede at a soccer stadium in Indonesia has killed 125 people and injured more than 320 after police used tear gas to quell a pitch invasion, authorities said on Sunday, in one of the world's worst stadium disasters. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Sunday he sees no imminent invasion of Taiwan by China, but said China was trying to establish a new normal with its military activities around the island. A visit to Taiwan early in August by U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi enraged China, which subsequently launched military drills. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich. E. Rich.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians.
And lobster murderers.
Lobster murderers and fish with feelings. June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. For 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before ForkFest. So now ForkFest is the pre-funk. Right? To get your party on before the party starts party.
Ah.
ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you need to do is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there again, forkfest.party. All right. Fish with feelings, huh? Yeah.
Well, that's why it's okay to eat them.
Because
they don't have any feelings.
Oh. Ginger fish.
Ginger fish.
Goldfish.
Let's talk about boobs.
Sure.
Please.
I thought you were never going to get there.
It takes us a while to get through all of these stories. This is from onlyscott.media. I don't know. You brought this one in, right?
I don't know which one you're talking about, maybe.
It's the Christian influencer gets holy water breast implants.
Yes.
This is satire, by the way.
Okay.
There's a big word that says satire right above there.
It's still funny.
It is funny. Christian influencer Emma Antebellum proudly announced on TikTok that she recently got breast implants which are filled with holy water.
God bless.
How do you get baptized in that? You don't, I guess.
Just bounce right off.
Pop them.
Breast implants consist of a silicone shell that holds either a silicone gel or saline water. Both are considered safe, even though the shell may rupture over time. However, there are growing voices on the possible deleterious health effects that those may pose to women. Emma told her fans she was inspired to get the breast implants while reading 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies.
I'm pretty sure I quoted that in my religious exemption application for work. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
My body's a temple.
Honoring Jesus with my body means, to me, going from a B cup to a D cup, she said. And you know what? Just as Jesus bought my soul, my superfans purchased these implants. I am so blessed.
Ugh, love her.
That's the entire article.
That's all you need, really.
All you need is boobs.
I thought you were going with the stripper OnlyFans article as well.
That's what I was expecting.
Moving right along. Segue into the next topic or story. This from the NYPost.com, or NYPost.com.
So not satire.
Not satire. This is from the lifestyle section.
Lifestyle? No, it's certainly a lifestyle.
A retired officer, 51, finds new career as a stripper cop, handcuffs included.
So I would like just to read Bonnie's comment on the subject. Wow, she looks bad for 51. And she really, I disagree with that. I think she looks good for 51, but I think Bonnie has very high expectations for her older women.
Yeah, I don't know what Bonnie expects 51 to look like, but
we're going
to
find out what Bonnie looks like at 51. Right.
We're alive when that happens.
Oh, what, like 30-ish years, something like that?
Yeah. I'm, you know,
45 years, I don't know.
Yeah, you're younger than her, though, right? Yeah. So, yeah.
I just realized I did that math totally wrong. I added 5. So 25 years.
Okay. Retired officer, 51. It doesn't say, like those of you who are listening to us without seeing the attached photos, this person appears female. The retired officer.
You almost have to be to make money on OnlyFans.
You never know nowadays.
Yeah, it's true. From serve and protect to strip and erect.
Nice.
Ooh.
A career cop who spent more than 30 years on the force has found a new passion performing as a policewoman stripper. Michelle Walton, 51, who hails from the Isle of Wight, W-I-G-H-T, in England, retired from her local police department in 2020 before creating her salsa stripping routine when she joined a small burlesque dance class.
This is what all cops should do. They should quit.
Actually, this should be like mandatory training for all cops. Right? Burlesque. Yeah. She says, I created a stripping cop routine as I already have the truncheon and the handcuffs. The raunchy retiree told Southwest News Service on Friday.
England, so no guns.
Right, yeah.
Truncheon. Smash people. Humanely, of course.
Halt around yellow. Halt again. My routine, she says, involves walking up to the stage, waving two blue lights around, and then stepping up on a chair, pretending to direct traffic, then taking my first layer of clothing off, she dished. I then step into the audience and dish out fixed penalty tickets with the offense of being too sexy.
Can I suggest LED nipple tassels with those blue lights?
Blue and red alternating. I don't like this.
First
of all, I don't want to get, you know, any attention from police whatsoever. I don't want to get pulled over. I don't want to get a citation. I don't want them to bust out their truncheon, you know, or their firearm. Or
you don't
whatever.
Want a lap dance?
I don't want a lap dance from police, right? Like, this is not, I find no sex appeal in this whatsoever.
You could live out your activist fantasies of getting arrested and getting it on with the officer, though.
I don't have that fantasy.
Oh, okay.
A lot of women I know have this, like, man in uniform fetish type of thing. And one day I was at my old job and the girls were on TikTok and they're like, oh my God, Nikki, look at how hot this guy is. And it's some cop and he's in uniform with his cruiser in the background. So, you know, like, tick, tick, like, tax dollars are paying for this guy to make this TikTok. And he's, like, playing this weird song, like, walking seductively up to the camera. And they're like, oh my God, it's so hot! I'm like, no, this is, like, not doing it for me. I'm actually repulsed, and now I'm going to go vomit in the bathroom. No,
thank you,
it's not. Yeah, it's not.
Going back to my gun-toned chef.
police lady, Walton, first joined the police force back in 1989 when she was just 18 years old. So all she is known is being a tyrant. And so now that she's retired, she must pretend that she's a tyrant in some sort of, you know, weird fetishized.
And still in your voluntary career. You can subscribe or not subscribe to her OnlyFans page.
Yeah. The British beauty spent more than a decade as a cop before taking a year of unpaid leave, traveling to Australia for a working holiday in 1999. When I got to Australia, I needed a job, so I became a skimpy barmaid. What's a skimpy barmaid? Is that like Hooters or something?
Probably just a barmaid wearing skimpy clothes.
Or is it a barmaid that, like, pours skimpy drinks? Because I would not want that. I can't imagine she'd have been successful.
Wench, bring me another.
603-283-6160. Have you ever had a skimpy barmaid? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday Night Edition. Top segment is coming up.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We'll be right back.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
FreeTalkLive.com. You can also see a replay on our video channel over at Odyssey, our Free Talk Live channel there. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Nikki.
And Richard Rich.
I want to take a minute and say thank you to, I believe it is Dan. No, it isn't.
Oh.
What day is it?
It should be.
I'm sure there's a Dan.
What's the date?
Sunday.
Thanks, Dan.
October 2nd.
Yeah, but it's not the night.
Year of our Lord 2022.
I'm on the wrong day somehow. And
Captain's in the future.
Yeah. So, I believe it was Dan Harjes, or Harjes, H-A-R-J-E-S.
J or G? GIF or GIF. Okay.
Yeah. Who is a, I believe, a silver level amplifier. That means he gives $5 a month to our AMPS program over at Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. That's what AMPS stands for. So, amps.freetalklive.com. Amps.freetalklive.com. It is a Patreon type of situation, so there are, you know, little perks, little gifts, little things that you get for your contributions. What does the money go towards? Well, Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. Which means getting us on more radio stations. We're on somewhere near a couple hundred radio stations now. We could be on 250, 300, 350, not out of the question. It all depends on you. If you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the content, the fact that we come at things from a perspective of peace, liberty, freedom, and prosperity, and you want more of that in the world, please consider helping us. I think it's the best use of your Liberty Dollar to become an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Dan. We appreciate you.
You got to get one of those set up for Beard Talk Live so you can finally afford that guest beard.
I love how when you start a thing and everybody wants to tell you how to do it and what to do and what you don't have,
wow,
but nobody actually puts anything together for it.
I sent you the link for the guest beard.
Ooh.
I contributed.
Wow. A whole link.
Yeah.
You're so generous.
You said, we need a guest beard. And I said, here's the product right here, Kevin.
Yes. But you didn't buy it.
Yeah. Because you two said that you guys were going to go in on it together. And I went, my job here is done. And I washed my hands of the situation.
Yeah. What an outstanding contribution. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah.
You're looks a gentleman like, and a scholar.
But looks like talk, it's...
But a beer talk, I've got a BAMPS program or something.
BAMPS.
Whatever.
Beard.
For beard.
Beard.
Advertise, market, promote, support, beard.
And beard, because that's what we're buying. Yeah, I'm with you. But it looks like if I want to be on Beard Talk Live, I have to buy my own beard.
But then you get to keep it, and it doesn't become the community gift spirit.
I don't know if I want the community gift spirit. I can just hold my own.
Yeah, there you
okay.
go.
Okay. Yep. I accept.
Now it's a BYOB edition of Peter
BYOB.
Beard.
Okay.
Dozens of Chicago inmates scored PPP loans to make bonds. No segue.
Okay.
Just right into it. Just launch this, you know, bam.
Yeah. Register Beer Talk Live as a corporation. Get a PPP loan for the community beard. Yeah, I like them apples.
A lot of beards.
I mean, again, if you, you know, want to do that and, you know, gain that advantage, feel free to do so. At least 25 people in Joliet, Illinois, which is where the Blues Brothers were imprisoned for.
Right next to Romeo, Michigan.
No, I know that.
No, not right next to
it.
Who were facing, at least 25 people in Joliet, Illinois, who were facing drug or weapons charges obtained PPP loans for fake businesses and then used the money to make bond and get out of jail.
Brilliant.
Fox 32.
Brilliant, I say.
Not all heroes were kids.
Wonderful.
So far, 15 people have been arrested and charged with offenses ranging from wire fraud to theft during an investigation dubbed Operation Triple P. Because apparently law enforcement have a bunch of artistic geniuses when it comes to naming their operations.
They should just move to California or New York where they just get released without bail.
Right. According to officials, inmates at the Will County Jail had been applying for and receiving Paycheck Protection Program loans, that's PPP loans for those of you not paying attention or playing the home game, using fraudulent information. It's unclear if any of the inmates claimed to own a motorcycle dealer. I don't know why that's important. Some of the targets bonded out of their felony cases days after receiving their fraudulent loans, said Joliet Police Chief William Evans during a Wednesday press conference. The scheme was uncovered November 2021 when Joliet detectives began comparing names on the PPP loans to the names of inmates facing felonies.
How were they even inspired to make that comparison?
Right. Which should have disqualified them from the program. The majority of them also use their home address. So we did several periodic spot checks on the residences, said Detective James Kilgore. It's a hell of a police name. Officer Kilgore.
He's a hunter, a fisher, and a lobster murderer.
Not to mention a rope pirate. Maria Beach and Adrian Clark were locked up during the pandemic for unrelated gun offenses. Police say from their cell phone they applied for and received PPP loans. Beach claimed to run a barbershop from a home in Rockdale, while Clark claimed to run a barbershop from an apartment in a Joliet house.
Wait a minute. They had their cell phone in jail and was applying for loans on the cell phone in jail?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say a Joliet house?
Joliet.
Oh, I was like, so there is a Joliet, Michigan.
No, that's in Illinois.
Joliet
in Illinois, not yeah, Joliet in Michigan.
Whatever. Joliet, Michigan, or no, Joliet, Illinois, and Romeo, Michigan.
Joliet. Not Joliet, Joliet. J-O-L-I-E-T.
Stop ruining this for me.
And thank you. You're the one who ruined it for everybody else.
She's really overthinking the joke.
You really stretched too far. You stretched too far. You've gone too far! Joliet PD worked with U.S. Marshals and the Will County State Attorney's Office, as well as Department of Labor and Chicago's Office of Homeland Security Investigations. These triple P loans that they're obtaining fraudulently, they're taking that money out of the businesses in our local area that actually need them.
Okay, well, it was stolen from everybody else in the first place, so who cares?
It wasn't stolen, it was printed.
Oh, printed, whatever.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Acting special agent in charge. She's not really a special agent in charge. She's just acting. Acting special agent in charge of Chicago DHS Investigation Office, adding that this type of PPP loan fraud has happened across the country.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Yeah, a lot of people did it. Is it really? Can you still get one of those?
I think so.
I thought that was over.
I think you can still apply, like, the period for which you may have acquired this money is in the past. But if you didn't apply for the money then, you can still apply now,
okay.
I believe. I'm not sure. I don't run this program, so why are you asking me?
I was just curious. I thought the program was short-term and ran its course. However, it's a government program.
So it could go on ad infinitum. Nothing more permanent than a temporary government program.
That's why I asked.
As evidenced by the Unpatriotic Act. Remember that? That was supposed to be temporary?
Yeah. Again, we talked about this before. So were passports.
That's right.
Passports,
really?
Passports was a temporary government program during the war times.
And now they're you know,
mandatory to go anywhere.
Yeah, by all governments everywhere, so to speak. Yeah, I like, on one hand,
is it really a crime to give government money?
Is it like, yeah, because you're stealing from people who've either stolen or otherwise defrauded people.
Right.
So how can that really be a crime? I guess it is.
I guess is it?
Technical. Is it a violation of the NAP?
No.
Have they aggressed on anybody?
Only other aggressors.
Is there a victim? Yes, the victim is the taxpayer.
Of which they could probably claim to be a part of that base. I just applied to get some of my funds back.
That's true.
If they're going to steal my money and inflate the currency, I will do whatever is necessary to bring myself back to even.
I don't have a problem with it.
Well, there you go.
25 people.
Innocent.
At least 25 people, just in Joliet. So imagine if this was happening across the country, how many other people...
I think the special case here was that they did it from jail, from a cell phone. Right? Like, there was plenty of news about PPP fraud across the country.
Yeah. Well, they weren't really doing any checks or anything, and they weren't doing any checks for the unemployment, too. I know so many people who were collecting unemployment twice.
And did those detectives, like, share a desk? Hey, let me see your list of names. Because I got my own list of names. They kind of match over here.
We are out of time. Thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this edition of Free Talk Live Sunday nights. Thank you to Nikki. Thank you to Richie Rich. Thank you to all of our callers. Peace.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.